Well, Jason, it is Monday, and here we are with the Monday Business Watch looking at a business that would not go down quietly in the night, if we can be so poetic.
Absolutely. And this one's near and dear to my heart. You know, about 6 years ago, almost to the day, we were working out of the temporary Sun News offices.
I remember that.
And we discovered this wonderful little place right next door, the Sea Italian Bistro. And inside that bistro was this even more wonderful little place that made the desserts and these wonderful, wonderful cream puffs. And for probably the entire time, I would say, that we were in that location, those cream puffs got the entire Sun News staff through the transition and working out of our place. So now the folks that ran the bakery portion of that, Mary Beth and Megan, are opening up the bakery portion in a new location. They've opened, they're about to open in February, Indulgence Bakery and Cafe. It's going to be at 2265 South Main. It's there in the Monte Vista Center. And they're going to be offering breakfast and lunch.
So they're going to be doing more than just the bakery.
Exactly. Not only can you get all your goodies, baked goodies that you love, they're going to be doing breakfast and lunch, lots of pastries for breakfast, they said. And then lunch, they're going to have some sandwiches and soups, which is another good thing for me because I love their artichoke lemon soup that they used to make.
Artichoke lemon soup.
Very good. Very good. So very happy that these two ladies have gone ahead and reopened the place. And it's kind of an interesting story because, like you said, they just wouldn't let it die, and neither would the community. They got, they said, so many calls right after it was announced that the bistro was closing. People saying, you know, oh God, what about the cream puffs? Save the cream puffs.
I can imagine, you know, a T-shirt. Save the cream puffs.
Yeah, exactly. We needed to start a movement.
A march.
Yep. They actually did start kind of a movement. They got a GoFundMe account set up, and the community has come in and raised almost $10,000 for them.
No kidding.
And, you know, you like for $5 you get a hug, but at the $10 level and on up, you start getting free product once they're open. So it's like paying in advance for the sheet cake that you're going to need in a few months. Really, really good place, and I'm
so
glad that they're
doing this.
Well,
congratulations to them. That's great. That's really good. That really is good news to have for this Monday.
Absolutely, and nice to see a beloved local business that wouldn't just roll over and quit when they lost their building. You know, so nice to see their tenacity, and can't wait for them to get the ovens fired up and get to cooking down there.
So we're looking at February, correct?
Looking at February. I think I can wait that long, ladies, but don't make me wait till March.
Okay, Indulgence Bakery and Cafe. Let's talk about a new business coming to the downtown area that's going to look to keep people healthy.
Yeah, this is another neat one, sort of an interesting combination. It's two businesses in one. It's Dwell Yoga and Dwell Juice. They opened recently downtown, and Jane Bloom, who's the owner, she said that she and her friend Kim Inman Cormichael, who is doing the juice bar portion of the business, are getting together in sort of a multi-phase plan to sort of get a wellness center going. Right now they've got the yoga, they've got the juice bar. They're hoping to add some physical therapy programs. Really, really nice project, and very well located downtown for all of the professionals down there that are, you know, trying to be a little bit more healthy. Get your juice, get your yoga session done at noon. And it's kind of interesting. Bloom, she's a family therapist at Aprendamos, and she's a longtime yoga practitioner. And she said that she had been working so long and saw yoga as sort of a new form of therapy because it's got this healing power for people. So she's spreading that to downtown, and we wish them well.
Good luck to them. A special thank you to Sitel.
Mavita this week. You know, Mavita was very instrumental in getting Sitel here 10 years ago. And Davin Lopez points out a lot of things about Sitel, their great work in the community, supporting our nonprofits, and also the training that they did. So many of the people that they trained early on then made up the labor pool that brought so many of our other call centers here. And, you know, people say call centers come and go in about 3 years. Sitel was here for 10, completely invested in the community. And Davin has a nice little tip of the hat to them this week, saying thanks for all they did for the community as they get ready to shut down operations in March.
Okay, Jason, thank you very much.
My pleasure as always.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.